Think of the most bizarre thing that you could create out of a raw turkey. And you're like, what do you mean create out of a raw turkey? And throw it in the oven like that and bake it, and it comes out looking all fine and nice. Well, whatever popped into your head is no match for what you'll see if you go to our Instagram story or Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
I need to know why we're creating raw turkey art. Why are we doing that?
So rolling around Reddit, and I happen upon this post, and it's for $20, the Thanksgiving teddy bear. And the poster said, I can make your Thanksgiving turkey into a teddy bear. Children love these.
And children love these?
And they cook just like a normal turkey.
Oh, my God.
$20, and you provide the turkey. I'll create the artwork just like a normal turkey. And if I can describe what it looks like.
It looks like something from Pet Sematary.
It looks like a Frankenstein version of a teddy bear with
a naked teddy bear.
Turkey skin.
Not a fun, furry, cuddly teddy bear. A nightmarish Frankenstein skin teddy bear.
But looking beyond that.
Looking beyond that.
I think, like, I'm only seeing the raw product. I want to see the finished product where it's all basted
and it looks delicious and juicy
and stuff like that. And I bet it's all worth it after that.
There's
little eyes, there's a little nose, little arms, little legs, all sewn together. It looks like it's stitched together like Frankenstein to look like
no
a teddy
part
bear.
Of that. I want no part of it. Like, how disturbing is it for the kids to like feel like they're eating their teddy bear? I mean,
any more disturbing than eating a turkey?
All of it. Well, the turkey, though, when it's all like done up for Thanksgiving, doesn't look like it did when it was running around.
So Stephanie texted us and said, I made a Christmas tree once out of a raw turkey and cooked it and used pineapple for ornaments. Wow.
What?
Okay, so
I need to see a picture of that, Stephanie. I need to see it.
See, this raw turkey art is something new to me.
Amber says it looks like human flesh. Exactly what it looks like. It looks like human flesh.
No, it doesn't. It looks like turkey flesh.
No, it looks like flesh.
Well, it looks like
flesh is flesh.
The turkey skin. It looks like turkey skin. That's what
but
it looks like. It looks like turkey
flesh.
Skin.
It's flesh. It's disturbing. You just have to see it.
Well, I was going to say, the way we're describing it really doesn't do it justice. Like I said, you can see it on our social media, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you'd like.
I'm going to have nightmares of that tonight, thanks.
But I also want to know, because obviously this is some sort of Thanksgiving tradition that this person does. They create artwork out of their raw... out of the raw turkey.
Could you imagine this sitting on the center plate?
I think that would be
on
fantastic.
On Grandma's
Thanksgiving
table.
If I walked in and I didn't have to worry about like the cooking of it and everything, and I just saw it there, I'd be like, wow.
I would drop the side dish that I brought. Like green bean casserole would be all over the floor.
I'd still eat it.
What it would be.
I'd still eat it.
All right.
So
would you eat this teddy bear? Do you think you would?
Yeah, I said I'd still eat it.
Well, okay, so, but listen, I'm looking at it, though. It doesn't look like it's going to feed as many people.
Yeah, you'd probably need a couple of them.
A little family
of bears.
Of Frankenstein skin bears
yep,
for Thanksgiving
100% you
dinner.
Should.
This is so bizarre.
100%. So what are your little bizarre, weird Thanksgiving Day traditions? I don't know if it's creating... artwork out of the raw Thanksgiving Day turkey.
Yeah, like, Amber says that looks like serial killer stuff. Maybe that's a serial killer's Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I mean, maybe. Who knows? Got a text from a listener. Our family watches the National Dog Show and plays Cankle or No Cankle in reference to the dog trainers. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Cankle usually wins. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
Does everybody know what that means, cankle? It's like where your calf and your ankle kind of merge into one.
Right. It's just kind of like
it's
a
just
long
one thing.
Kind of,
right?
Yeah. It's a little fatter.
Another listener, my mom had a 2-piece gravy boat. The kind like a cup and saucer, except the cup is made for pouring gravy instead of drinking coffee or tea from. Anyway, one year, someone grabbed the gravy boat by the saucer, unaware that it was a two-piece deal, tilted the saucer to get some gravy, and the gravy boat fell, bouncing off his lap, getting gravy all over everything. So now we have this weird 20-year-plus tradition where anytime someone touches the gravy boat, either my sister or I loudly inform everyone that the gravy boat is two pieces!
It's a little, what a little warning.
What a tradition.
OMG. OMG.
Oh, man. All right. So that's fun. But yeah, if you want to see this turkey, it is quite the art form, I will say.
Is it? Are we calling it art?
Kelly, art is in the eye of the beholder, yes.
It is. I would like for my eyes to not behold this.
But at Ben and Kelly's, if you want to take a look at it, on 99.7 DJX. And happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
And happy nightmares.